I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Howdy, it's Debbie. It's so good to be here with you. And on Dare to Dream, I am looking up angels today. I am going to be interviewed on an angel TV show with a Swami. It's true. About an hour from now live. And so I have realized we're going to be talking about angels. And I thought, what do I know about angels? And how have I used angels? And how have I become clear that angels exist? So that's been in my consciousness right now, which frankly is a great consciousness to be in. I have zero complaints there. I think that's a beautiful space to be existing from, angels. And it reminded me, looking them up, how many times I actually have had visitations when I saw about these signs, things like strange colored orbs, definitely. Haven't you too? I even have pictures. How about suddenly noticing a sweet smell? Well, I've always attributed that to the fact that I'm an empath and a clairsentient. Clairsentience, well, we perceive things through our senses, and that's one thing that's pretty big. I have a nose like a dog, and I have often smelled things, and no one else did, and they're divine. So I never realized that had to do with angels. I always thought it was just, quote unquote, the other side. It also says when you find a white feather, totally happens all the time. And now that I have a dog, she often will find the feathers. And there'll be times when something's going on and I'll look down in the middle of a Los Angeles street. It's a trip to see like a big, beautiful, perfect feather. And I always feel like I'm not alone. That's for sure. How about when a baby sees something you don't, or your dog or cat does? Angels in the clouds. Well, I have a friend, Tom Lombrezo, who's written entire books about that after his NDE, near-death experiences. So for sure that happens. They say you can spot angel numbers in places such as 333 or 1111, which has just happened to me in the last 10 hours. How about you experience a sudden change in temperature and nobody else does? And it could be warmth or a strange chill, or hearing muffled voices, feeling like you're not alone. Well, that could be a couple of things for sure. Tingling at the crown of your head. So what of these beautiful signs have you experienced? I think the subject's fascinating, really, really fascinating. And I'm excited for today's show because I've got somebody on who does something really unique that I've not heard of before. Sharon Wyeth will be here to share the letter combinations to watch out for when dating. It's true. She can tell you if you're a wonderful match, even prior to your first date, with a system that she created called Namology Science. We're going to be taking listener calls later when she's on the show, so get ready for this number. If you want to call in, you'll give her your name and your sweetheart's name. It is toll-free, 888-627-6008, or directly 323-744-4831. Learn from Sharon, what does your name say? And she'll be on later. So more angels and how we can start to put our beliefs into practice, because here we are in the earthly plane. So what's important for us to know and do and be, it's really been discovered that when we activate a positive belief, that our actual cells get the message. That's how powerful beliefs are, and the importance of discreating them and creating the ones you prefer. Even if you say, I am intending to heal, you do heal. You set it in motion. We can proceed always with small steps by taking a few moments every day. Here's what I recommend. It's easy. Be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. Repeat your belief in healing and enjoy your recovery. I offer you this thought for today. You can say it over and over anytime it comes to you. I activate my vision of healing every day. Haruki Murakami said, "What happens when people open their hearts? They get better." When we come back, Sharon is here to give listeners a compatibility quotient. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And indeed, Sharon Lynn Wyeth is here. She's an internationally recognized name expert. Sharon can determine one's strengths, challenges, and the purpose of one's life by deciphering a person's name. She created namology science. That's the study of the placement of letters in a name. And she did it through 15 years of research, then adding 3 years of testing her theories in over 70 countries, including Russia, India, and China. And then she continued to develop how to interpret names over the next 17 years. And that is why namology science is so accurate today. Sharon also assists HR business departments to narrow down candidates to be interviewed. She assists lawyers in how to present cases to judges and helps family and couples to communicate better. And I love this. Sharon creates names for new business, new products, and when people wish to change their name. She's got a best-selling book, Know the Name, Know the Person, and received an excellence in award writing. She's at knowthename.com. And Sharon, welcome to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Debbie, it is a pleasure, especially because your name says you totally come from the heart and you are the best at what you do. That is all in your name.
What a great place to start. Thank you so much. So let's, if you're going to start there, I'll go there with you. In doing research on you, I had so many yucks. You have something on your page, which I thought was just a fun spot, that said naughty children's names. And I was reading about those naughty children, and one of the names was Joseph. I had to copy what you had on your site, give you credit, and send it to my best friend, because we know somebody in our mastermind group who triggers a lot of people. He's got a lot of stuff in his face, and his name is Joseph. And then another name was Jade, and Jade is the daughter of somebody I know very well, and she's a handful, a grown gal, but a handful. So all your descriptions were so accurate, really spot on.
Well, what's fun is that you can actually tear down the letters, and by where they're sitting, you know exactly what that means. And notice how many of those started with a J. I always laugh and I always say, the J is going to listen to what, if the name starts with a J, the J is going to listen to what you have to say, and then they're going to go do their own thing anyway, as if they didn't hear you, even though they did.
I had somebody by the name of Josh who pursued me on and off, hot and cold, the strangest thing. And somebody that I grew up with, and after a reunion, we reconnected, and he kept expressing interest, but then pulling back, and I never knew how to read him. Thankfully, I didn't get involved, but I found the dance fascinating. And does any of that energy have to do with the name Josh, and certainly that his name starts with a J?
Well, let me tell you about the SH in a name, because you've got it in your last name. Josh has it in his first name. And
no,
what we have
CH.
In our last name is what we're pulling to us.
Sharon.
Okay? And what we have in our first name is who we are at our core.
Okay. So and I
that
have
SH,
a CH. I don't have an SH. I have a CH, just so you know.
Oh, a CH. I'm sorry. Then I've misspelled it. I'm so sorry. But the SH means that people need freedom more than anything else.
Mm.
And freedom is so important. They're like a bird in a cage, that if you leave the cage door open, they'll fly out and they'll fly home. But the minute they feel like they're at all trapped, that cage door is closing, when they fly out, they've got to stay away. And so when you look at that with a Josh, it's like as long as you're not putting any demands on him, as long as you're not having any expectations, as long as he feels like that cage door is open, he'll fly out and he'll fly back. But the minute he feels at all confined or there's expectations or any of that, then he wants to fly out and stay away.
Fascinating. And so when you say SH, I suppose a name like Shoshana is really screwed because she's got a couple of SHs in there.
You know, it's in there. And so, but the other thing that's interesting is when we hear the sound, even if different letters are representing it, even the hearing of it means that you're going to pull that to you.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Right. So,
so then you get both
the letters itself and you get the sound. And so you pull in twice.
Got it. So it's got a vibration to it. It sounds like it activates when it's said, and it's active in the person who owns that name, who goes by that name. And then I'm really curious how you do this. It's sort of like being a psychic, but you're a namologist. So every time you meet someone, Sharon, at a function or at a social event, do you immediately start to crunch their name and know all about them?
You know, you can't help it once you know it as well as I do, because then you know who you're talking with. I mean, it's really a delight because you immediately know, is this person friendly? Do they come from the mind or the heart? Do they, are they going to stab you in the back? Are they going to betray you? Are they going to gossip? Are they going to keep a confidence? You know, are they honest? Are they not? You know, I mean, you know all of that immediately. And what's really interesting is I will often say to somebody, so there's so many creative ways of spelling names today. How do you spell yours? And literally, what they don't know is that as they're spelling, I'm analyzing. And by the time they're done, I really know who I'm speaking with.
Cool. Well, we've got a listener on the line, and I'm going to be very curious to hear what you have to say about her. We're going to bring Lucy onto the show. And Lucy, you'll let us know if you have a dating question or what your question is for Sharon. Lucy, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so kindly. I was curious about my own name instead of somebody else's name. And I'm almost kind of scared to ask after finding out about the Josh and the SH.
Lucy, what's at least the first letter of your last name? I need to be able to drop it into your last name.
It's M.
M. Thank you.
And so, can I just say your first name, because I'm seeing this come up on the board, it's L-U-C-I, right? Not Y?
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, that's correct. Important L-U-C-I. To know. Thank you.
Yes. And okay. Is it important whether my last name is married or my maiden?
That doesn't matter, because it's what you're bringing to you now. Okay, the birth name says what your contract is for this lifetime. And then your married name, or if you change your name, for anybody who's changed their name, it means this is how I'm going about my contract. Okay? So in your name, Lucy, it says you have a lot of self-confidence. You were born with self-confidence, and you get to keep it your entire life. That you're very entertaining. You're interesting in the way you speak, the way you describe things, that you have this great sense of humor. Your greatest challenge in your name is not to exaggerate, because when you're telling a story and it's really good and everybody's really into it and the story would come to an end, sometimes the temptation would be to continue it anyway, you know, and have a little bit of exaggeration in there just for the purpose of entertainment and having fun. Your name mm-hmm. also indicates that you're very unique, that you're not like everybody else that's around you, but you're not like them in a fun way. It's a very complimentary way, so that you're naturally charismatic and pulling people to you. It also indicates that you're able to hold the limelight very well. You know, like a lot of us would rather just work in the background and do our thing in the background, and your name indicates that you can hold that limelight and just shine, which is really nice. It also says that you want to be in charge of you. You do not want anybody else in charge of you. And that you want to bring competent people who know how to manifest into your world to help you accomplish what your dreams are. So that's some of what's in your name.
Wow. That's fascinating. And it's all true also. That's wonderful. Thank you. And the other question is when I was younger, I absolutely insisted on being called Lucinda. And my mom used to call me by a different name all my life. So does that matter if somebody else calls you something else, or you used to go by a different name?
Is Lucinda your birth name?
No, Lucy's my birth name.
Okay. The reason I was asking, because in Lucinda there's knee problems. So I would say please make sure that you're being taking really good care of your knees. But in Lucy there's no knee problems, so you don't have to worry about it. If somebody calls you by a different name than that which you have, it's literally saying, we want to see these aspects from you. We don't want the rest of them over there. So in other words, they only want to accept a part of who you are. They don't want to accept all of who you are.
Oh, ouch. That makes sense. Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's why we really honor people when we call them by what they want to be called by. So, like, if you do it to yourself, if you're saying, okay, my long name is this, and I'm only going to go by a short part of that name, that means you're now focused on those aspects of your contract, which is fine if you do it to yourself. But very few of us actually give ourselves nicknames. Most of the time, it's somebody else imposes it upon us.
That's true. Absolutely.
Debbie, did you shorten your name?
I did. I was born Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. My name is quite a mouthful. Deborah, D-B-O-R-A-H. My middle name is Tova, T-O-V-A, and my last name, D-A-C-H, because it's Austrian, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.
Well, I love your middle name. I mean, I absolutely love it. If you believe in reincarnation, the middle name tells you about your last immediate past life. Or for those that do not accept the idea of reincarnation, it tells you about where you go when you're under stress. And the reason that you go there when you're under stress is because you've had a whole lifetime of being able to do it that way. And Tova really says you're at the top of your game and that you were on mission for God. You were working on everything that you understood, and you developed all your spiritual skills to the very top of the category that you possibly could, and that you attracted people and were very charismatic in doing what you were doing. And then when you bring that into this lifetime, it says that you wanted to do it with flair this time. Instead of just, hey, this is how it goes, and we're very direct, this time you said, I want to do it with flair. I want to do it with even more heart. I want to bring in more empathy. I want to be just as competitive as I was before and just at the top of the game like I was before, but I want to minimize some of the material things and really focus on the spiritual things. So, like, everything according to your name would not be the neatest and the tidiest around you, and it would be like, it's okay, I have more important things to do and to focus on. You also, in this lifetime versus last time, brought in spirituality, where before it would have been more orthodox, and this time you're saying, I want to take that wonderful foundation and I want to bring it up and live it and make it spiritual instead of just religious, which my understanding is it means that you're able to take it into the heart and apply it without having to ask somebody else, how does this work?
Wow. That was quite a reading, I have to say. That is so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. Well, there's so much hidden in a name.
You know, clearly, just, the whole
for
idea
example,
of the past
your
life
name thing. Says you're a kinesthetic learner. You need to learn from action, from doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lucy's name says she's a kinesthetic learner. My name would say I'm a visual learner. I need to see it. You know, but your name indicates that. It indicates what kind of gifts you like. It indicates how you show love. It indicates where the ethics are. And that's the most beautiful part, I think, because I grew up in what I want to call an unsafe world. Okay, there was no place of safety in my childhood. And so, to me, I was always like being very, very observant and really, really watching, because you never knew when somebody was going to go off and then you weren't safe anymore. And so knowing nameology, you can look at a name and immediately compare it to your name, and you know if that person's safe for you or not.
Whoa. That is really deep. That is incredible. So that's why, folks, if you have a relationship, frankly, with anybody, you don't have to just be dating, but you can be in a romance, or we're just having fun with the dating. But if you want to call and get some information about you and somebody else, please call in, because I'm very fascinated by how this is going thus far and all the things we're going to be talking about to reveal the hidden secrets in names. So stay right there. We'll be back. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio, and you can join us after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Sharone Lynn Wyeth at KnowTheName.com. Sharone, at the beginning, we told listeners that they're looking for a special someone that you're going to give the letters to help with a successful love. I'm single, and my 10-year relationship ended last year, and I am very interested in knowing what letters I should pay attention to for my best romantic love and any that I need to be weary of and stay away from.
Okay, so if your first vowel, your love, your communication style, and how you show love is all sitting in the first vowel of the first name. So if I can just go through all of them really fastly, then everybody will find this. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so if you're an A, a U, or an I, you do really well with other A's, U's, and I's, and you do really well with your own letter. So if I'm an A and I meet another A, it's good to go, or I can meet an I, or I can meet a U. The same thing with the I's and the U's. And I want to say that's one side of the family. The other side of the family is the E's, the O's, and the Y's. Now, the E and the O is the best combination out there that you, when you do studies that have long-term marriages, and the least amount of concerns, problems, fights, you know, power struggles, whatever. The E and the O is just a fabulous combination, okay? Now, the E can go with an O or a Y, and the Y can go with an E or an O, but the O has a really hard time going with another O because they both want to be the boss, and there's a lot of power struggles. So the only time that O's work with O's is if there's clear delineation of boundaries. Like, the woman's going to be the one with every decision inside the house, and you're going to have every decision outside the house. Or however you all want to define and separate it up, but never should an O try to tell another O what to do or take over their area of domain, because then you have the power struggles, And as much as they love each other and as much as they want to make it work, the majority of O's married to O's get divorced, even if it's after 45 years of marriage and fighting.
Oh.
And so that's a tough one. Other than that, the E, O's, and the Y's all go together, and they're the very best. Now, does that mean that you cannot have one of the other letters? No, it just means that it takes more work. It takes more energy. And in every relationship, it'll tell you who's in charge. The most difficult relationship out there is when a first vowel of an A meets a first vowel of an E. I mean, A meets an E. And if the A will learn how to communicate with their heart along with their mind, then that relationship can work. But the E is not going to learn how to be mental. Okay? They're just coming from the heart all the time. So the A will always like to get the facts done, get the work done, and then talk about the personal stuff. And the E wants to connect first and then go to the work. So if the A can adapt, that's the only way those relationships work. Okay? The I and the O are the most challenging together because the O is like the assigned leader and they take charge and they want to be the boss. But the I is the natural leader and everybody will come to the I for the answers. And so you have power struggles between the O and the I. So I rarely recommend that unless there's something else in the name that's going to counterbalance that, because you don't want to have power struggles, okay? Or, again, you need clear, defined boundaries. Then, when we're looking at the U and the Y, those two vowels have the most trouble with each other because the Y, if they choose, can be the boss's boss, and the U, they're only going to do work if it's fun. You know, they don't want to have to do anything unless it's fun. They got to make everything fun. And so they're not serious enough for the Y. And so those two letters will have hard times. Okay, those are the vowels.
Hilarious. I was thinking at the very end when you said the U's. So one of my best friends' name is Zsuzsa, Z-S-U-Z-S-A. And the U you said about having fun, my God, it's so true. She's phenomenal at what she does, and she's hilarious, and it is always a good time with her. And I think it is hard to get her motivated unless it's going to be fun. That I'm going to have her listen to this because that's such great advice, that she can look for the fun and know that's where her success is. And I'm so curious because one of the things you also do with names that I find fascinating is you can help change a name. So somebody like Queen Latifah, whose real name is actually Dana Owens, what happened when the phenomenal Dana Owens suddenly became Queen Latifah? How did that change her energy?
Notice that her first vowel remained the same because Dana is an A and Latifah is an A. And that helps tremendously. What she did by putting Queen in front is she pulled in the modeling that she'd been given with the O in her last name, which says, okay, we're the boss, okay? And she brought that in because the word queen says, I'm not only the boss, I am the ultimate boss. So she had all that power modeled for her with different people in her life, and so she said, okay, I'm going to claim that power for me. Because most of the time, people with first vowel of an A, they don't care if they're the boss or not. They just assume not be. But they can only work for competent people. If somebody's incompetent, it drives them absolutely crazy, okay, because they're the workaholics. So she owned her power and what she was seeing in others when she did that. She wants to make the world a better place, according to her birth name. And when she went to Latifah, she literally said, I'm going to be humble and modest as I rise to the top, claiming this power, and then I'm going to be independent enough that I'm going to fling it out there and share it in a humorous way that everybody's going to like it so they can see what appropriate power usage looks like.
Wow. That's beautiful. What a great mission in life. I think she does it very, very well. She's so talented and so compelling to pay attention to in a lot of different arenas. Very cool. And so how do you work with somebody? I mean, I know, Sharon, when I got divorced, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do? Clearly, I don't want my ex-husband's name. I don't feel comfortable going back to my father's name, which is a strange thing we do in our society. So what would my name be? And I remember walking around Italy on a vacation and just looking at statues and trying to be inspired. Should I be Debbie DeLion? Should I be this? I was trying to come up with something, and it was just so difficult. I ended up going back to my Austrian last name, my father's name of Dashinger. But how do you actually crunch this so that you can go back to a client and say, here's what would work well for you?
Okay, so there's some pre-work that's done. There's a lot of work behind the scenes that's actually done. What I ask is, if you want to change your first name, it's like, what do you want people to feel the minute they meet you? What do you want them to subconsciously know about you? What are the 10 most important things that are your attributes that you want everybody to know? And so you list those for me. If you are doing the last name, I say, what do you want in the people that you're attracting to you? What's important to you? What kind of people do you want to attract into your sphere? Give me 10 adjectives that you want to attract into your sphere. Then I go behind the scenes, and it takes me hours. And I literally will come up with every possible acceptable name that's being used somewhere in the world, okay, that has all 10 of those qualities in it. And I'll say, here, and then we get on the phone, and I'll go, here are all the names that work with that. So to start with, just tell me which ones you don't like the sound of. And I just read them. And it's a yes or a no. The sound's okay, the sound's not okay. And we narrow it down that way. And then from the list that's now narrowed down, I say, all of these have the 10 things you wanted. Now, this is what else this name has. And then I go through that. So which one now sounds better? Are those extra things okay or not? Now, what I also do when I'm going through and picking out all the names that would, and I have these like voluminous lists of names, okay? And so I'm looking at all of them for those 10 qualities. I'm also wiping out the names that have qualities that you wouldn't want, but you wouldn't say that you don't want. For example, you don't want to attract liars into your world. You don't want to attract thieves into your world. You don't want to attract psychopaths into your world. So I'm wiping out any name that has those combinations. And I literally play scramble with the letters. Okay? And what position and what are they going to say and who are they sitting next to? What letter? Because that's important. And so we just start narrowing it down. And then there's a lot of talk going on, so you end up with a name that absolutely gives you what you want to bring into your world, into your life. And when, Debbie, when you were describing your situation, I made up my last name. I did not go back to my birth last name, and I did not keep my married last name.
Oh, really? So are all parts of your name new creations?
No, just the last name.
Just the last name, Wyeth.
Uh-huh. I liked the W from my birth last name. I said, I'm going to keep that. And then I had no humor in my birth name. And there was no letters that represented any kind of sense of humor. And when I realized in ninth grade that you need to have a sense of humor, and I was always very, very serious and very intense, and there was one boy named David that was in all my classes with me. And when he would laugh, everybody would laugh, you know, and he was very, very popular. And so I said, every time he laughs, I'm going to laugh. And I won't know what we're laughing at, but if I think about what was just happened that now he's laughing, maybe I can figure out the pattern, and after a while, I'll know what's funny and what's not. And the following year, we became best friends. Why? We had the same sense of humor.
That is so cool.
I mean, but look at how diligent and studious that I went about even getting a sense of humor. I thought, this is nuts. So when I was creating my last name, I said, I'm giving me humor letters in there. I need to be able to bring in people that have a sense of humor so I don't have to work so hard.
Oh, that's stellar. Totally cool. I love. You know, we've got Michael on the line. I want to bring him on and see what kind of question he has for you before we take our break. And Michael, you can ask a dating, a romance, a you and somebody else. What question do you have for Sharon? And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I was just wondering about a compatibility name. Is that what you're doing now?
We can. Do you want any name, or is there a name you want me to look at against your name?
Against my name, Mary Angie.
Mary Angie. Okay.
And do you want our guests, our callers, to spell their first name for you?
As long as it's spelled a normal way, they don't need to. But if it's spelled differently, then the answer is yes.
Okay, so you're M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Right. We actually have the same initials, M-A-P.
Well, that's always a good thing. Okay, so when I'm looking at just your first names, when you tell me that your initials with the C at the end, in-laws could be a problem, okay? And I'll just throw that out there. But when I'm looking at it, what's going to bother her about you is that sometimes you do things the hard way, when if you just ask for help or ask for directions or ask questions, you can make it easier. But you seem to learn better when you make things the hard way because it helps your memory remember how you did it the last time. And if it comes too easy, then you waste time thinking, how did I do this before? It was so easy. So in your name, it says there's a habit of making things a little bit more difficult than they have to be. But you're very inclusive. You're very inclusive, and she likes that. Both of you have that, the M at the first. Your name says you've mastered that quality of being able to manifest and make happen what you want. Where in her name it says, I'm learning that, which is wonderful because that way she can look up to you and she can learn from you. And right. And I've noticed that every male wants to be able to teach their woman something. Okay, so it says that she's willing to learn from you, so that's a really good sign. She has fairness issues, and she wants the world to be fair, but she has a hard time speaking her own really deep inner truth about what she thinks is fair or not. So she has a harder time standing up for herself. Very easy to stand up for others. So your relationship will work better if you sometimes ask her and say, how do you really feel about this? And cause her and help her to get those feeling words coming out, because it's almost like she feels safer bearing some of her emotions than speaking about them. Okay? And yeah, the only other thing that can sometimes get in her way with you is that you have a very strong sense of self, okay? So be very careful it doesn't go into being egotistical, because when it slides into egotistical, it's going to bother her, okay? On the other hand, when I'm looking from your perspective to her, you're going to look at and say sometimes she gives her time away to other people, and then she spends too much time, so she may not be as punctual with you as you would like, and that would need to take a discussion because that's the part in her that may bother you. And other than that, you guys have a lot of compatibility. This is a good match.
Awesome.
Well, I want to come to the wedding. We're both coming, Michael. Sharon and I will
meet each other's
date, so let us know when it's on. And you heard it here. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you, Michael, so much for coming on the show, for your great question. Folks, you want to subscribe, because if this show is for you and you love it, go ahead, subscribe to Dare to Dream. You could do it on iTunes, you could do it on Spreaker, YouTube, and leave a review. It counts. When we come back, we're going to be asking Sharon about some of the HR work that she does, which I find fascinating, how we can know spirit through a name, and about someone's product. So we have a lot to cover. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is LinkedIn, and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back
and truly enjoy our wines. Because we take great pride, we have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Sharone Lynn Wyeth again. She's at knowthename.com, and she has a lot of organization she was just sharing with me in her name, which is a really good thing to have when you're in business. And Sharone, I want to say that the idea that you help HR departments is really fascinating to me. Could you share a little bit what kind of companies hire you and how do they represent you? I don't know if you meet with the candidates. How do you do all of that and navigate those waters?
It's really easy. HRs of all kinds of companies, from stores to tech firms to wineries to you name it, I've worked with HR departments across the board, and especially a lot of lawyers. And what happens is, once I'm on the phone, because all of them think, oh my God, she can't do this, she's looked everybody up. And I think, I don't have time to do that. Just give me the job description and give me the names of the people that have applied. And that's all I need. And within 15 minutes, pretty much, I can tell you who you don't want to interview and waste your time, what these people are missing that if they're already in-house, you could give them training for, so then they'd be ready the next time around, and who your top candidates are. And I've been tested by one of the largest firms in Australia that owns 5 very diverse businesses. And for 4.5 months, we're on a 6-month contract, and they do once a week. And anybody that's in a management position, they talk to me about. And he would say in 15 minutes or less, I could give him the same number 1 and number 2 that his team that looked at all the resumes, called all the people that, you know, the references, and interviewed the people had given him the same people. And at 4.5 months out, my number 1 and 2 was his number 2 and 1, and he wanted to know why I had reversed it. And that's why I told him. And he said, you know, we wouldn't see that for 6 months to a year, and nobody would tell us that. And you've been so accurate, we're going with yours over ours. And so in all 5 of his companies, anybody that's in management, when they're hiring management, consults with me first just to get the feedback.
You bet. So my new name for you is a forensic nameologist. You get the forensics on people and you see things to the DNA that most don't. I think that is such a great skill. And also, one of your many books, Sharone, is entitled Know the Name, Know the Spirit. That also caught my attention. How can we know the spirit through a name?
Well, that book literally shows you letter by letter, so you don't have to learn the system, because the first book, Know the Name, Know the Person, or the Personality, lets you learn the entire system. But that book just is a lookup book. You want to know what your purpose is. You want to know why you're here. So you say, okay, what's the first letter in my name? Go look that one up. What's the next letter in my name? What's my first vowel? You know, what's the last letter in my name? Just go look them up. And it tells you what you're here to share and what you're here to learn. And so Know the Name, Know the Spirit is really about what does the soul want you to do during this lifetime versus the first book is all about the personality.
And when you say what does the soul want, is that as far as career? Is that as far as your personal journey? How deep does that get?
It doesn't have anything to do with career because that's personality choices. It has to do with what qualities and characteristics were we next up to learn, okay, that we needed to improve on. For an example, maybe this person's here to learn empathy. Maybe this person's here to learn honesty. Maybe this person is here to learn discernment. Okay, so there's qualities and characteristics that the soul wants to know, and they want to know it at a deeper level. And when you look at the name, you can actually see where you are in that learning path, if you've already started it and you're continuing it, or it's a brand new subject for you. And then it also shows you in the name what you came here to share, because all of us came here to share something we do very well and then to learn something that we want to improve and get better at.
Brilliant. When you use this forensic, that I'm sticking with it, this forensic namology, and someone comes to you and says, I really want to roll out a product or I really want to roll out a service, rather than ask you how you do it, because I think that is so great a service right now. I mean, you're basically creating a headline that people are going to click on and buy.
Correct.
What kind of client story do you have about naming something in their business, how it worked and how it changed things?
Well, one of my favorite is from a lady from Switzerland, and she called and she said, I have this wonderful product, and for 3 years I've been trying to get it out there, and this is what it's called. And I looked and I said, you know, you have dishonesty in the title of the product. Nobody's going to buy it. And I said, so if you don't mind, let's change the spelling. You know, you can get the same sounds if you want, but let's change the spelling. Would you be open to that? And so we talked a lot about what her product was and what she wanted the product to have people feel. We changed the name, and in 6 months, she called me back. She had to redo everything. She goes, oh, my God, I have to redo business cards and you name it. But she called me back in 6 months, and she said she'd made more money in that 6 months than she could have ever even imagined off of this one product.
Wow.
So the name is everything.
Name is everything. So, Sharon, I ask this of every guest, and I would love to of you as well. This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I have 10 books that are outlined in my computer, and my future dreams and goals are to get them written. The one that's going to come out this December, if I can stay on track, which I will, I'll make myself, will be Know the Name, Know the Health, because your health of predispositions are also sitting in your name. And if we could know ahead of time what they are, then we'd know to make different kinds of decisions regarding that area of our bodies and hopefully stay in health longer. So my biggest dream is for namology to become a household word simply because it is so useful in everything that we're doing.
You offer namology certification, which is terrific. So people who would like to be able to practice this for a business get to do that. So when people go to Sharon's website, what else do you offer? What kind of services do you have for them?
If you're wanting to learn it, you take level one, which says you can do a reading for any individuals, and you take level two if you want to get out there and do it with businesses. And each of the levels include a year of follow-up where you can ask questions, where you can say, check my work, where you get instant access to me for a year. Because I want them accurate. I want the namology for everybody to have a good experience when they're using it. So that's what's offered. There's a level one and a level two, or you can get a personal consultation, or you can get a name change consultation. And on a personal consultation, we do your parents' names, why you picked those parents, and what you learned from each of those parents. And then we compare your name with anybody else's that you want. And we go through, and it's almost like saying, if you could ask the universe anything in the world, what you want to know, ask me and I'll see if it's in your name, because most things are.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm so writing that down. That's such a great gift or a great thing to receive. Thank you. Beyond thank you. This was the fastest hour ever, Sharon, with you. I'm so grateful you came on Dare to Dream.
Oh, Debbie, it was my delight and pleasure, and especially looking at your name. You just have so much heart and so much graciousness and so much goodwill toward others. It was absolutely a delight.
I adore you. I end today's show with this quote from Charles Darwin. "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." Next up on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Michelle Bieber. Michelle is a certified angel intuitive spiritual teacher, and she is a certified grief recovery specialist. Years ago, she started having amazing connections with deceased loved ones and angels. You're gonna wanna tune in. Remember, subscribe to my podcast channel. And if you want inspiration, go to YouTube, youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you've got a book and you're ready to publish it or ready to become a guaranteed bestseller and get big results, just email me or go to mybestsellerbook.com or debbiedashinger.com so I can boost your business and your message. Thank you for joining us, whatever your name is out there, on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. To forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.